You're listening to KHOL. I'm Hannah Mersbach with the local newscast. Jackson's ski resorts are opening this weekend, with operations starting at Jackson Hole Mountain Resort on Friday and Snow King Ski Area and Mountain Resort on Saturday. Snow King is opening a week earlier than planned, since the start of the season has been marked by high snowfall and cold temperatures that are good for snowmaking. Snow King General Manager Ryan Stanley says the resort is already off to a better start than last winter, when it didn't open until December.
Compared to last year, when it didn't get cold until Christmas almost, it's definitely more of the norm, I think. Yeah, we were ready to go and got started early.
Snow King's Cougar Lift and Base Area Magic Carpet are running starting at 9 a.m. on Saturday. With new snowmaking equipment, the resort is hoping to start spinning the rest of the lifts well before Christmas. Jackson Hole Mountain Resort is starting by operating 5 lifts. That includes Tiwanaut, Après-Vue, Sweetwater, Casper, and Teton. Several lifts are also running at Grand Targhee Resort, which opened on Friday, November 18th. Cross-country skiing trails are also groomed at Grand Targhee. And in Jackson, Friends of Pathways has begun setting a single track up Cache Creek. Just as ski resorts are opening nationwide, the country saw its first union of ski lift mechanics in Park City. KPCW's Michelle Deininger reports.
The new union will contain both lift mechanics and electricians and will operate under the United Professional Ski Patrols of America, which is an arm of the Communications Workers of America. About 80% of local workers signed a petition last month in support of unionizing. Tuesday morning, every one of the 43 eligible voters cast ballots to weigh in on the move. Voting wrapped up about 11:30 a.m., and after a quick tally, the union was formed by a 35-6 vote. Officers will be chosen to head the union in the coming days. Union member Liesl Jenkins, who was active in the effort to unionize, said Tuesday that members were celebrating for the moment, but would soon get down to the business of contract negotiations. Park City Mountain Vice President and COO Deidre Walsh said in a statement that the outcome was disappointing, but that she appreciated people taking the time to vote and respected their decision. Michelle Deininger, KPCW News.
The Jackson Town Council took steps towards creating a town and community-wide sustainability plan at a Monday workshop. Council members approved a big-picture vision that goes beyond specific climate actions like reducing emissions to include broader goals related to ecosystem stewardship and climate resiliency. Community members urged the town to move quickly and adopt the plan. Grant Gallagher, the 26-year-old civil engagement coordinator for Jackson Hole Conservation Alliance, was one of several young adults supporting the plan.
Take this opportunity to make this plan as comprehensive, as equitable, as ambitious as we can make it. That's what I hear people asking for, is that we see Jackson, we see planet Earth as the future, and that we have a responsibility to take ambitious action to address climate change.
Council members ultimately approved the plan's priorities, which could include actions such as investing in carbon offsets, reducing air pollutants, and prioritizing equity in the process. The town will now assemble a team to finalize the plan. The council could approve the plan as early as next fall. The battle over Wyoming's abortion ban came to Teton County District Court again on Monday. Judge Melissa Owens heard arguments about whether two Republican state lawmakers and an anti-abortion nonprofit should be allowed to weigh in on the topic. Abortion is currently legal in Wyoming. The state passed a law banning abortion last spring, but a lawsuit is preventing it from going into effect. Now, Right to Life Wyoming and Republican state representatives Rachel Rodriguez-Williams and Chip Neiman want to intervene in the case. Their lawyer argued Monday that they have vested interests in the subject and should be allowed to provide evidence. Ultimately, Judge Owens decided to release a decision within 2 weeks. A motion to send the case to the Wyoming Supreme Court is also pending. Yellowstone National Park's lead wolf biologist is retiring after 28 years at the park. Doug Smith began working in Yellowstone in 1994 and became the leader of the Yellowstone Wolf Project soon after. Smith helped establish scientific monitoring and research programs aimed at studying how the recovering wolf population interacted with other wildlife, habitats, and the ecosystem. Smith also oversaw the park's bird and elk programs. Hannah Mersbach, KHOL News.